I think when you take the fault on yourself or the blame upon yourself, if you say take all the blame on yourself, you know, when you say that, then how is it, you know, the tendency in the West, people can then take this, you know, as something, as when you take the blame on yourself, that you think you're bad and that you be guilty, you beat yourself up. But why is this teaching taking blame yourself not like that? Tell me.
If we take the blame upon ourselves, it's a way of diminishing our ego. It's not taking the blame into ourselves and then identifying with it.
I think you're not saying it fully, this one, you know.
I think when you have a low self-esteem and you're beating up on yourself, it's based on this very narrow, limited view of yourself. You really believe that you are your ego. And so there's a lot of suffering there. But in this teaching, when we take all blame onto ourselves, we're, it's within this view that our nature is much larger than the ego. And what we're just removing what's in the way.
Because normally when you take all the blame on yourself, then you say, oh, it's all my fault. And sometimes what happens is, like, maybe, you know, you have a partner. And anything you try to talk to that partner, you know, either that partner will very strong and, you know, just argue with you and, you know, like this, you know, argue with you and just, you know, or else will say, it's all my fault, it's me, I'm going now suicide. I'm going to jump, it's all my fault, see? So that kind of not taking that blame that way, saying it's all my fault, and just crushing yourself, reducing yourself, and really, is a symptom of low self-esteem, as a way of, you know, taking the blame yourself from a kind of self-cherished way. That's why, interesting, when we present to Zangka Rinpoche about people beating themselves, when you ask the questions, he didn't even respond that. He even didn't go there, answer that question, because that's not really the point. That's not the point about this. I mean, put it this way, it's a common sense. What would a teaching tell you to take the blame yourself and crush yourself, beat yourself up? No, it never said that. What it really means is that, first of all, that teaching show us what our real nature is. Or rather, when you begin to take on the path of enlightenment and the view of the bodhicitta, or the really, if you begin to understand the really the meaning of what the teachings say of who you are, I mean, on a deeper level that we are Buddhas to be, we have all Buddha nature. And then in that way, also saying that, you know, ultimate in nature, mind, or all phenomena is dreamlike. All this shows that, you know, we are much bigger. We are much bigger. We are so big that we can take these small blames ourselves anyway. We can take the blames. We are much bigger. We're not petty, saying, oh, it's all my fault. I cannot take the blame. Nya, 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 nya. We can take all the blame, meaning that we can take the pain of others. Or, you know, sometimes what happens is when someone, like, if you say, I'm sorry, you know, I'm sorry, even though it's not your fault, if you say, I'm sorry, you know, it eases something, you know, because that's another way that you're not blaming the other. You're sharing. You're taking responsibility of that, you know. It's like, you know, when there's somebody who never blames you, if you have somebody who never blames you always, whatever he takes responsibility, you know, he never blames you. I mean, you know, in the company of such person, you feel very differently. It's a very healthy way of, you know, it's something like that. You know, he says when you take all the blame yourself, that you become so big, you're so magnanimous, you're so open, and you're so, and you really have in the depth of your heart, you have the, particularly if you have really, I mean, the whole thing is when you begin to learn to cherish others and replace and cherish oneself, you know, when instead of cherishing yourself, if you start begin to cherish others and it replaces that cherishing yourself. By the way, the interesting thing is when you start cherishing other selves, it's not neglecting yourself. If you really, truly cherish others, it will cherish you in a better way. Just as Dalai Lama says, when you're just thinking of yourself only and thinking of how can I get out in my life, just yourself, then you get caught in this claustrophobic cell where you not only not end up being happy, but you start blaming others, shirk responsibility, you know, like that. On the other hand, when you start thinking of others, your own welfare is taken care of as a matter of course. If I give you another ordinary example, it's like when you don't move, your body don't move. If you just sit there, you know, like that, you know, and you become more kind of depressed and body become heavy. Whereas you go and have a walk and just do something, exercise, you feel much better, like that. Cherishing others is like that exercise. And doing that, moving from yourself and distracting from yourself. And thinking of others, it's much more interesting. And when you start thinking of others, working for the better, it has really the direct benefit of taking care of yours. You feel much better than everybody. So when you take care of others, in the process, your own welfare is taken care of. So in some ways, when you take the blame upon yourself, it's not literally meaning blame and, you know, like how you beat yourself or this. Rather, you have the bigness. You have the, like the heart, you have the vision, you have the understanding. The magnanimity do that, you know, you have the greatness, you know. I think that's something bodhicitta develops you that way. And so when you do that, you have the bigness in, and you're even willing to take on the suffering of others, give your well-being and happiness to others. When you do that, the amazing thing is, just as the lepers, as mentioned in chapter 12, in the book of Living Dying, in the story of Tonglen, when they start taking on the suffering of others, pain of others, they themselves begin to get healed. Their character is beginning to change. Even Geshe Chekhov's brother, who is a really tough guy, he began to change. Then Geshe Chekhov, if my brother changes, then anybody can change. So it can really begin to change. Change yourself. Shift in yourself. When you start doing that, benefit is when you do that, you know, it has a really, it's magic. It's magic. But that's different from people saying, oh, it's all my fault, you know. You know, when people say like that in a kind of relation, somebody says, oh, it's all my fault, it's no time to be blamed, I'm no good, I'm terrible, you know. And then God, you got so much work to do just to tell. Then you tell, but no, it's not your fault. It's really exhausting. It's not that saying, it's all my fault and all that. Not that way saying, take the blame upon yourself. Rather, someone wholeheartedly, you know, says, you know, that you can take the blame upon yourself. Or rather, who doesn't shirk responsibility, who can face situations, who doesn't shirk responsibility. You understand? So that, I think it's very important to understand. There's more to understand about the taking the blame, you know, take all the blame upon yourself. Blame, even the word blame, I'm not sure is the right word here. Not so much blame, but taking it like a responsibility.
In another teaching you said, when we are attacked, there are two possibilities. Either there is some truth in it, then we can learn from it, and therefore we can take it. Or it's not true, then we don't need to worry. We know it's not true, so we can relax and take the projection of the other one, mean the blame, and, you know.
What I said, let me correct that one. It's kind of right. If someone really It's like, I think the one of the most important thing is not to be defensive. Not to be defensive. If you are defensive, then you are in trouble. If you're defensive, then you always end up becoming angry, fighting, lose your cool, and you will not. You know. The main thing is to really not to be defensive. When someone is speaking to, criticizing you, you need to really listen to the person. Listen, really listen. Not just talk, but listen. Listening is not talking, by the way. Sometimes people are listening, but they're talking all the time. So you listen, really listen to the person's criticism and take it really openly. And then you might find there are certain things that person says is true, even though maybe the person's projection may not be completely your at fault, but some of the things he say or she says is true. You acknowledge that. When you acknowledge that, doesn't mean you're becoming little or you lose, because normally it's the ego and the pride, because you want to be right. And so when you start saying somebody's right, then you are in the wrong. So to be you're in the wrong is something you cannot afford to be, because you always think you're right. So willingness to say, yes, I misunderstood, you know, and then, you know, you can learn about yourself. You can learn, even though in a situation you might not be completely at fault or you didn't mean that way, but you appear at that way to the other person. Maybe, of course, it is other person's projection. Sometimes very difficult. Sometimes whatever you do, the other person perceives you wrongly anyway. So in that happens, whatever you say, you cannot say, because the other person has a very strong perception of you. It's difficult for you to change that. But one way to change that is by just simply accepting, acknowledging. If you begin to listen at the beginning, just say listen, and then really try to learn and to say to the person, I understand, really, I'm learning from the situation. And if you don't be defensive, you know, then actually you can diffuse the situation. And you can come out, you know, maintaining your own dignity in a very good way. So in that way, even if there are certain things that, you know, that maybe you don't see your fault, others see. So therefore, it's very important also, very important that, you know, when people, you know, they see, they can learn from that. Maybe in one way, you may not intend it that way. Maybe you are not that, even though you're not at fault. But if you appear to be that, then you might be a little bit careful in future how you appear to be. If you change in you, then you can change others' perception. So what I was saying when you were saying is that if you are even not at fault, but you appear that with others, you can just look at, even I did not really mean that way, but the way I'm doing may make it appear that way. So you can apologize for the way you acted in a particular way. That was the misunderstanding. You did not mean that way, but the way you said it or how it came or how person received, then it go enough. So I think the most important thing is when you say take all the blame on yourself, it doesn't mean you take the blame and say, oh, that's my fault, you know. That's also a kind of a sense of becoming a martyr, become a martyr or a victim. A form of aggression, passive aggression. That I think is very important.